You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Travel. Time for us to travel. And today we're with Gabby Brondoni, who has to tell us all about the discounts because, yay, we are struggling financially. The economy is bad. But Gabby, you've got some tricks up your sleeve. Share with us how it is we can get some of those discounts so we can continue to travel.
Yes, yes. So, look, spontaneity definitely does have its appeal when it comes to travel. But booking a holiday in advance definitely does come with a whole host of benefits. One of the biggest benefits, the biggest advantage, we talk about it often, and we'll probably keep talking about it because it is probably the most valuable one, is to book as early as you can to get the best rates. It's the best opportunity to secure the best deal. Booking early, like being an early bird, it not only gets you the worm, but it also gets you those coveted best prices. And as you get closer to the holiday season and demand goes up, flights and accommodation prices are going to increase. It's general laws of supply and demand. And we see this especially with the airlines. They tend to like to optimize their rates. Their flights are usually cheaper, and I use cheaper in inverted commas, because
yes,
since COVID, international flights have escalated quite a bit. So when flights are usually cheaper when the plane is not very full, and gradually the airlines increase their prices as the plane fills again, supply and demand. Prices for flights are not generally going to go down once they are released. So the flight prices are definitely better to try and book as early as you can. For me personally, one of my favorite resources to check flights and prices, it's a free resource, it's skyscanner.net. You can actually download the app and search by destinations and see on calendars when is the cheapest departure date for the months to come. And it's actually color-coded. So if you see a particular date is a green color code, that is probably one of the cheaper days for you to book your departure. And then orange is a little bit more expensive, and then red is usually the more expensive departure date. So that's a really handy resource. What's also really important or valuable to remember when booking is if you are on a medical aid or one of the rewards providers, check to see if they provide you with any discount for flights or for travel. That's another really handy way to save some money when it does come to booking travel.
And I think what you're sharing is reminding me of the fact that I didn't get a 9 rand flight on FlysFair because I think I wasn't early enough, even though I had 3 browsers open on 3 different devices.
It hurts.
So, I mean, I think what you're sharing is so critical. What else can we do to try and see if we can get better rates and discounts?
So what else is quite valuable when you are looking and booking to travel, and particularly booking in advance, is often travel providers will give you the opportunity to book now and pay or settle your full amount closer to your time of departure. So often there are travel providers, I know TravMed specifically, where you can put a 20% deposit up front, and the rest of your holiday you only have to pay, I think it's something like 45 days before your departure. When you are looking at travel providers, see if they do offer something like this, where you can book now, pay a small deposit, and then pay the rest of your trip later. It does give you a little bit more breathing room to put together the money and to pay it off. Another option, well, another key point about booking your holiday early is you do get a pick of the best. A holiday should be a time, you work really hard for your money, it should be a time for you to indulge, enjoy with no compromises and as less stress as possible. However, popular destinations and sought-after accommodations and exciting attractions, they fill up quickly, especially if you're planning to travel during peak season. So by booking early, you often get better rates of the luxurious choices. You get first option of specific elements that could turn your getaway into an even more memorable experience. So, yeah, booking early gives you pick of the best. The same, again, goes for airlines and seats. Many airlines offer the option to pre-book your seats. And this is also done on a first-come, first-served basis. So booking early does give you that benefit as well.
And I think what you are saying, of course, like it also just gives you that peace of mind that the trip is booked and everything is sorted. You're not now panicking like what I do when I do the last minute travels. I have 5 windows open. One is for flights, one is for car rental, one's for hotel, so that I can be like, can this trip actually happen? And it gives you an opportunity to do all of those things in advance to see if you can get the best rates. Thank you so much, Gabby Brondani, especially because just because we are having a hard time doesn't mean we're not going to do things like travel and live our lives and take care of our mental health and breathe and do all of the things that we need to be doing.